All right, let's get down to business. Podcast for September 30th, 2020. Big shout out to Chelsea at Chelsea from the Sea, filling in for Woo Woo this week while she's in Colorado. I am at Mike Powers Live. Always say hello to us on all forms of social media, if you will. Here you go. Enjoy.
It's Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
So good to be with y'all once again. So good to be with you, Chelsea.
Yay.
In for a woo-woo.
Hi.
Chelsea, a big part of this radio show for a very, very long time. And then COVID-19.
COVID-19!
Magically whisked her away from us. But a lot of people say, what good has come out of this? And Chelsea got a full-time job.
I did.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, COVID-19.
COVID-19!
Wow. What a night. What a debate.
That's all I got to say.
Have you guys ever watched two sixth graders argue in a playground? Yeah.
That's what it was, for real.
Yeah.
It was painful.
And don't give me, I don't want any political calls and say this guy won and this guy did this and this guy did that. Get over it. Be honest with yourselves. Let's be honest with each other for a minute. This is silly. This is a silly situation we're in right now. And if you're not laughing at it to keep yourself sane, you're going to go nuts.
Yeah. I was embarrassed because I kept thinking this is worldwide. You know, we're not just the only country watching. The rest of the countries are watching. This is not good at all.
This doesn't make me feel like America is screwed. This doesn't make me feel like the American people are in trouble. This just makes me feel like, as individuals, as a collective United States of America, collective global community, however you want to think about it, okay? Because this is probably the worst time ever for world leaders, period.
Yeah.
Not just in America. I'm talking about the world over.
There's a lot of pressure.
It's crazy out there. But as individuals, why don't we just step up a little bit? Why do we keep looking to somebody else to save us, to bail us out, to make us better? We're already it. You're already it. You're already everything. You don't need Donald Trump. You don't need Joe Biden. You don't need to be a Democrat or a Republican. You just have to be a decent human being.
Boom.
Yeah. That's it. Like, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are human beings. Little more messed up than you. Okay? Because we all got that too. And the bottom line is, they're two guys. Maybe one guy's mom or dad didn't love him enough. You know, maybe one guy is now, Biden's been a career politician his whole life, and now he's getting old and he feels like, I got to go for this thing now, this president thing, and why not? Listen, I know who I'm voting for, because I will vote. And you guys probably know who I'm voting for. I'm not going to say it out loud today because, I like to go home without any comments or just hatred.
That's smart.
That's not what I'm about. But Chelsea, like, I cannot put all my eggs in these two baskets. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it. And I know one of them is going to be president come November the 3rd, okay? One's either still going to be president or one's going to be president. But what I need to do, what you need to do, what we all need to do, bottom line, is not put too much stock in one man.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Be your own leader. Be your own guru.
Well, I learned something new last night because I was streaming through YouTube. So I was reading the crazy comments that were going, like the live comments, which was more enjoyable than the debate.
People, because people go crazy during this. They love it. Like, it's like a sporting event.
It was just like people screaming virtually. It was like Kanye 2020, and then they're just like saying the most outlandish things. But something, a debate started in the comments about the third party candidate, that the woman that I hadn't even heard about. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been sleeping under a rock, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of like other. I'm saying vote for third party. I'm not saying anything.
No,
there are other people that we don't really hear about because it's such a two-party situation.
I'm saying vote for who you want. I mean, but don't vote for what makes your life better as an individual. What makes us all better? What will make us all a little bit better tomorrow? That's all I'm thinking about. What's going to make us a little bit better tomorrow collectively?
Be kind.
Well, I mean, yes, all that stuff is great, and believe me.
Oh, it's rhetoric. You're asking. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big proponent in all that hippie BS. You know me, but I just can't do it anymore. Like, it's too polarizing, and what's happening is with most of these politicians, most of them, they're just up there feeding their own ego. They could care less about what you think.
Yeah, or a mouthpiece for someone else.
Or right. Listen, do what you want. Everybody do. But it's comical. Yeah. If you looked at last night and went, my guy really won.
Nobody won
yesterday. It was like watching Saturday Night Live. My stepdad sent me, and I used to be really into this show when I was a kid, and I still am. I own it on DVD and Blu-ray. The old Batman show. You ever see the 1966 Batman show, Technicolor Batman? You're probably too old. Batman cool. show, right? Adam West, very funny. It's like
oh yeah,
you've seen it before.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
No, Adam West.
Yeah, and there was a debate for, I think it was mayor of Gotham City, between Batman and the Joker. And last night I'm thinking to myself,
oh no,
this is it. This is it. And my stepdad sends me a picture of it. It was just like, yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Oh. I found the lady I was talking about. Her name's Jo Jorgensen.
Okay.
And that just
Jorgensen?
Jorgensen.
Is it Jorgensen or Jorgensen?
Well, there's a J. Is it a...
Sometimes the J is a year.
I just don't know. I feel so uneducated.
Sometimes the J is a year.
Maybe it's Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. The YouTube comments world taught me some stuff last night.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Maybe we'll go through a lot of these comments. We'll go through some celebrity comments. We'll go through what they were saying on other networks last night. It was, it's funny. It's really funny. But should it be?
No.
I don't know.
I kept thinking for like people that this was their first debate, like young kids that were finally able to watch the presidential debate. This was the first thing they're going to be watching. This Introduction to Politics 101.
Hey, mom. Yes, son. This debate really reminds me of when Sarah Smith and little Stevie Johnson were going at it for sixth grade president. This is exactly like it. It was the same kind of stuff. And then, like, we tell our kids, don't do these things. But the president can do them. We tell our kids, don't tell people to shut up.
But
Biden can do it.
Shut up, man.
Come on.
That's going to be a t-shirt.
Shut up, man. I liked it too. The first thing I saw, and I was like, oh God, here we go. When Trump walks out and Biden, all right, what's up, man? He gave him a what's up, man.
Oh, man. We should just do the whole show saying, man.
I wish they would have shook each other's hands. Yeah.
That's COVID.
Yeah. Put some gloves on. Shake each other's hands. Yeah.
That would have solved everything.
It's kind of, actually, no, I take that back. It's kind of cool that they didn't. I mean, I'm over that custom, too.
Well, the moderator was like, they're not going to do that because of COVID.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just funny.
That poor moderator.
Oh, Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
Whatever.
He didn't have a chance, though.
Yeah.
Not a chance at all.
It doesn't matter who was the moderator in that.
He might as well wasn't even there.
It's funny, man. It was fun.
I saw someone in the comments that's like, maybe we should look into muting the mics next time.
You know what they should do? They should do a Zoom debate. And like they do for the preschool kids, like my wife's a preschool teacher, during the pandemic, when the pandemic was hot last year, my wife would have to say, all right, kids, time for you to mute. But these guys, they don't have a mute. I bet you Trump, and they don't, he doesn't have a mute button on his computer.
He would just raise his volume.
Oh, man. I don't know, guys. We're, again, let them go at it. Pick who you think is going to make us better as a people, not just as a country, but globally. And then let it go and live your life. Let it go and live your life with whatever obstacles are in your way, regardless of who's president, who's not president.
Yeah.
All right. And just remember this: Chelsea loves you and I love you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Well, you have to love us back. If you don't love us back, then the whole thing doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we love you. And if you want to put in the comment section on Facebook and I love you back, that would feel very good for us.
Yeah.
And our egos. I mean, and our souls. All right. We'll be back with all the stuff today on The Point.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
And you will speak up, you will show up, you will stand up, you will sit in, you will shout out, you will help, you will offer your talent and your kindness however you can, and you will radically transform whatever moment you're in.
You're waking up with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
Nobody plays enough air bass. That's what I'm doing right now, playing the air bass.
Dude, Oprah should have been the moderator.
No, I don't think
she would have been like, go to your rooms and think about what you just said. Be kind.
Right. I don't know. She
would have mommed them.
I don't know who could have moderated that thing last night. what a debate it was. And I have to correct myself. I only said one thing earlier because when I watched it live, I thought it was Trump that said to Biden, what's up, man? Hey, man. It was Biden to Trump. Hey, man. How you doing, man? So last night was how I would describe it as a schoolyard debate. Like two guys. I remember this as a boy when like people wanted to fight you in the schoolyard. No, I wouldn't. That wasn't me. I wouldn't fight in the schoolyard.
What?
No. But usually when two boys, adolescent boys, are going to fight each other in the schoolyard, it's never really a fight. It's more of them going, oh, yeah, well, and then you might get a push out of it, but that's it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what it was last night. It was like two schoolyard boys meeting in the schoolyard, getting ready to fight, but they just fought with words.
That's true.
Poorly. Fought with words poorly.
In high school, I did AP Gov, and we had, like, mock debates. Everyone would have failed last night. Within the first, like, 5 minutes, they all would have failed.
They would, yeah. The teacher would have just stopped it. And the teacher would have said, that's done. It. No more fun debates for you guys. Donald, Joseph, back of the classroom. Now.
Principal's office. Now.
Right.
ISS.
You get ISS, Donald. And Joe, you go over there and you think about what you just said. Did you tell Donald to shut up? I know Donald is being rude to you, Joe, but... we don't use those words. We don't use those words around here. Here's the beginning of the debate, and I might add a couple of fun sound effects in the background. Here we go. Listen to this.
I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He has,
you'd
you know,
surprised.
You pick
be surprised.
The wrong guy, the wrong night at the wrong time.
Listen, did you use the word smart? You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Vote
that word.
Now.
You're going to pack the
Make
court?
Sure you, in fact, let people know
he doesn't
you're
want to
a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
want to put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme Court justices, radical
question,
left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
your,
man?
Listen, who is on your list?
You fix the home.
I couldn't even decipher what the hell they were talking about.
Either.
The only thing I got was, don't use that word smart with me. That's like something your mom says to you when you do something stupid when you're in like the seventh grade. Mom, I thought it was the smart thing to do. Don't you use that word smart with me, Michael. Don't use that word smart.
Don't start.
Smart. You don't know what smart is. Now go to your room. You're punished. You're grounded. Whatever you kids have these days, it's timeout time.
Mm-hmm. They need big timeouts, both of them.
That was something. I mean, that's just a little bit. And we're going to go over more coming up in the news in just a little while with Chelsea. We got all the audio from last night of two old boys arguing with each other. And then there'll be other stuff in there, too. There'll be other stuff in there, too. We're actually celebrating, ironically, a national holiday that we could kind of use today after last night's debate.
Yeah.
So you were going to say, Chelsea?
Well, yeah. I'm just like, isn't it when old people, they get older, they kind of go backwards and they act like babies? You know, you got to take care of them. Maybe they're in their toddler stage to be babies.
I know that. I know that to be true, but they shouldn't be baby form yet. Should they be?
They're toddler.
Well, 77.
They're kid phase. They're like 7-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
The next decade are baby ages, but this is still like the tantrums.
Hey, shut up. You're not smart. Imagine that, though. Imagine watching with your kids last night, because a lot of times when we were going to school, our teachers would tell us, you have to watch the debate and we have to talk about it tomorrow, or you have to write a little report on the debate last night. And if I was a kid and I turned into, I'd be like, all my misspellings and stuff like that would have made sense for the first time in my life. Because kids watching that would have went, is he telling him that he's not smart? Is he telling him to shut up? Is he not letting him speak?
Not good role models.
Wild. Gotta laugh at it. If you don't laugh at it, you guys should laugh at it. I know a lot of people are gonna go, we shouldn't, this is serious. And it is serious. But if you don't laugh at life's serious issues sometimes, you're gonna go as insane as those two.
Yeah.
Okay?
For sure.
But, you know, again, like, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Like, just let him talk, dude.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other one, just say something. You feel. Not what's written down.
Yeah, he was definitely rambling.
I mean, they just, it was brutal. All right, so we'll go over the rest of the audio, and then we want to play some, because people were cursing on live television last night, just befuddled by the debate. One guy, one reporter said, the American people lost last night.
And that's so true.
We did, but don't do it. Don't do that to yourself.
Don't lose hope.
You didn't lose. You're fine. You're fine. They're not. You're fine. Okay? And America is still a fantastic place. It's a great place, regardless of who's in charge, either or. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys. We're gonna come back. We're going to go over the news. We're going to tell you why you should be excited about today's national holiday. It'll put a little hitch in your getty up this morning. And something else is in the news, too, coming up, right?
A Mercury retrograde.
A Mercury retrograde.
Right in time for the election.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. We're getting super spiritual in the news with Chelsea next.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
94 seconds of news coming up in just a second. Chelsea, for some reason, when we said a little while ago what's coming up in the news, she said the Mercury retrograde. And I was like, we're talking about the Mercury retrograde?
Yes, the people need to know to be prepared.
Can you explain it in 20 seconds to
people?
I
totally can.
Okay, go ahead.
It just means life's going to be turned upside down, but it's good. A lot of growth will happen. And don't make any major buys, like purchases or technology switches.
No big moves.
No, don't move right now.
You can't do anything.
You can do a lot. Just don't do anything major.
Okay. According to Chelsea, everybody needs to stay still. Don't move. Don't
just
go anywhere.
Breathe.
Just breathe. Call into work today. No work today.
Oh, no.
Okay? No work. No more. No more. No more work.
Whoa.
No,
don't
nothing.
Buy that latte.
Don't buy it. If you found the house of your dreams and you got it at an affordable rate, don't buy it. Don't buy it, okay?
Be careful. Be a little more cautious on doing things with that.
Be a little more
nature.
Cautious. Okay.
It's true. Technology messes up during the Mercury retrograde. It happens all the time.
Get off your phones. Get off the device. If you're watching on Facebook Live, hang up on us
Burn
now.
Burn your computers.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
Obviously not woo-woo. It's at 7:14 with the news.
Hello, good morning. As we all know, the presidential debate, the first one was last night, and it's not painting a great picture for the next ones. But, you know, we got some clips if you missed it.
Oh, yeah. Here's, what do you want? Do you want the shutting up, or do you want Biden calling Trump a clown?
I want all of it.
I don't know. All the insults. Here they are.
Mr. Even the President, people who testified under oath.
So let
under
me ask you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you. Wait a minute. You get the final word, mister.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me.
Let me just say to you.
But are you?
So funny.
He went there.
So what's his name? Jake Tapper and the girl on CNN were talking about the debate afterwards. And here's the analysis of the debate.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
She said that on TV?
On TV, yeah.
She can do that?
It was CNN. I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea. Interesting.
Yeah, but he hit the... Yeah, that's exactly what that was.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody slept after that thing last night. It was so erratic. And all over the place. It was like, it was like sitting at the kitchen table with a bunch of family members who just constantly talk over each other.
Yeah, they sucked all the air out of the room. They weren't even in your room.
Oh my God. Like listening to some of the clips today, I can't even breathe. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is terrible. Oh my God. Let him talk. Oh my God. Don't say that. Did he just say that? Really? That's a thing? All right, kids, detention. Get out. Get off the playground. No kickball for you two. All right. NFL, COVID-19 outbreak.
Yep.
True or false?
True.
COVID-19.
All right.
NFL has had its first team outbreak. 9 members of the Tennessee Titans have tested positive this week. 3 players, 1 coach, 5 other employees.
Wow. Here, hang on. Here's the report.
The Tennessee Titans say 3 players and 5 staff members tested positive following Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams have now suspended workouts out of an abundance of caution. Since the start of the season, the NFL tests all players and coaches every day. The Titans are scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Nashville this weekend, but no decision has been made if that game will proceed as planned.
There you go. Maybe no football for a couple of teams this weekend. I guess we'll keep you posted on that. And today is a national day that's going to turn around your feelings about the world, about everything. What's today's national day?
It's National Love People Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Even the ones you don't want to love, you should love them.
You have to love them the most.
Yeah.
You have to love them the most. You know what I'm saying?
So the clowns we watched last night.
The clowns, anybody.
You got to love them.
If you don't like clowns, you have to love them today. You know what I'm saying? Let me think about something nice to say to you today. Your hair looks very full. You like that compliment?
Yes!
That's me being nice today. Showing love.
Thank
Why are you,
you
so excited about
because
that?
Because I completely did my... I like threw out all my shampoo and conditioner recently. And I have clean products now. Non-toxic products. And I think it's really helping too.
Glad I said it then. It's really good.
Okay, my turn.
Hey, you don't have to lie to me.
I'm not going to lie. I think you're very in a good place in Zen right now. This morning you walked in and you were like, all right, here we go. Ready to start this day.
Thank you.
It was a good mood.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people would say I'm being negative about the debates, but I'm not. I'm just trying to pull everybody together and let everybody know it's going to be okay.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at. That's the place I'm coming from. Hey, thanks for saying that.
You're welcome. Thanks Fantastic. For talking about my hair.
Anytime.
I don't want this night to end. It's closing time, so leave with me again.
waking up the seven cities and beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
94.9, The Point.
It's interesting. I'm hearing more things about Thanksgiving and Christmas than I am about Halloween right now. But yesterday we were discussing Halloween and decorating for Halloween. And if you're one of those people that decorates for Halloween like Christmas, and then Chelsea said something that was quite shocking to me because I really thought that Christmas would be her holiday. That would be her thing. But she enjoys Halloween slightly better than Christmas. And this statement fascinated me on many levels because my wife, not Halloween, but likes Thanksgiving better than she likes Christmas. Actually, I'm just going to say this, and I don't even know if she would want me to say this on the radio. She does not like Christmas.
Is it stressful?
Probably.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like Christmas.
I like Christmas aspect of giving to others. I really love that. And mm-hmm. I like all the Christmas lights. But I really, really love the creativity of Halloween, getting spooky.
Yeah.
Candy. Huh? I love all of it.
I think you said it there, the creativity of Halloween.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun to try to like, you know, I don't like dressing up, but when I do, because I do with the girls, you know, and Claire is almost at the age where I don't have to do it anymore, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't like things where you have to do a lot of extra work. And sometimes Halloween feels like a lot of extra work. Mm-hmm. And Christmas to me, like I love Christmas, but what I love about Christmas is the camaraderie of the whole thing, you know, the coming together, eating food, hanging out on Christmas Eve, hanging out on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
The after Christmas, hanging out, the after Christmas feel, you know, the whole week feels like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation to me, which is fun. The only thing I don't like about Christmas is the pressure to buy gifts. Not that I don't like buying gifts.
That's a lot.
Like I like that, the creativity of getting something for somebody that's very thoughtful and what they want. But that's what birthdays are for. Christmas has just gotten to be way too much. You don't know who to buy for, how much to buy for. It's too much competition.
Yeah.
So that's why I think your statement was awesome, because so many people are skewing to other holidays over Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. And that's so sad.
Yeah.
Thanks, capitalistic America.
Well, let's not go there. I'm trying to make this thing super fun. But yeah, that's the deal. And what are people saying on Instagram and Facebook? You put this poll up yesterday.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Majority, 73%, said Christmas they like better.
They do.
Yeah. Which I get. Mm. I get, but I like spooky a little more.
The illusion of Christmas is very nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The storybook of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But it never turns out to be that.
I like the stuff leading up to Christmas. Like I like going to holiday lights and, you know, doing that kind of stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff is really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, I have to go to the store and find this thing for this person. And if I don't find this thing, they're going to hate me.
Yeah.
When you dress up, it doesn't even really matter. You know, the worst thing you're going to get is nobody's going to say anything. The best thing you're going to get is that's a damn good costume.
Yeah.
A lot less pressure. You're right.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that up there. That's up on Facebook right now, facebook.com/pointradio. Also on Instagram at 949 The Point, whatever you're into. And coming up on the show, we're going to talk about things that are legal that feel illegal when you're doing them. That's next on The Point.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at Point.
Waking Up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
Well, you want to woo woo?
On 94.9, The Point.
Chelsea!
Hey!
Chelsea's in the building. What's going on? So, what's something that feels illegal, but it's actually legal for you to do? This is from Reddit. I got this from Reddit. And some of the examples are really, really great. And immediately, before I even looked at any of the examples, I thought to myself, you know what I do sometimes? I haven't done it in a while. But sometimes I'll be at the store, right? And I'll be walking around and I'll be doing the food shopping. And I might open a drink. Or sometimes, you know what I did once too? This is crazy. This felt really illegal. I got a nice Honeycrisp apple, the rich man's apple. This before COVID. I went to the water fountain, washed off the apple, ate the apple, and then paid at checkout, but didn't think about, I had to weigh the apple before I even did it. So I had to go get another apple and tell them, yeah, this was like the right size of the apple.
Oh.
Which felt pretty illegal. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like robbing a bank and going back and saying, you know, I took all this money. I just wanted to let you know. I wanted to know how much I took. But I think this is about what I took. So I don't know. But yeah, wow. it was a fun Reddit thread.
Yeah.
And you have an example immediately too. Yep. And then we'll go over some of the other ones. And on Facebook and Instagram, you guys can leave your messages.
Yeah. When you said the title of it, I was like, I don't think I have any of these. And then, yes, I definitely do.
So many.
So reading a book at a bookstore like Barnes and Noble's and not buying it. I mean, I don't really know if I feel it's illegal because I personally feel like bookstores are fancy libraries sometimes because there's no way everyone's going to be touching every book.
Have you been to the Barnes & Noble here in Town Center, Virginia Beach? You been to that one?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The old one, yes. I love the old one. The new one feels like a doctor's office.
Well, the new one's your fault. I mean, they had to make it smaller because you're not buying the books. You're reading them in the store.
Man.
You're reading them in the store.
You know what it's like when you go to like a pet store or something and you can like take out the puppies and play with them because they need to be taken out. Same thing with the books. You need to air them out. You need to give them some love. And you can put them back. Can't afford a $25 hardcover book, but I want to read you.
Yeah, before we go to the thread too, another example. Like when you go to something like a Skinny Dip, right? And somebody really takes advantage of the samples.
Oh, yeah. Let me try that one.
What were you planning? You just ate an entire dessert via your samples.
Yeah.
That's too many samples. I think there should be a limit on these samples. And what you're doing is when you're sampling, you're being inconsiderate to the people behind you, which in turn should be illegal, but it's not illegal, but it really feels illegal. If there's something in the pit of your stomach that says, this doesn't feel right. I just got halfway through this book and didn't pay for it. Not only are you ripping off the Barnes & Noble, you're also ripping off the author and the publishing company. Not only by taking all of those samples are you... You might be putting on some extra, you want to extra weight.
Yeah.
You're also ripping off a franchise owner.
That's true.
But not illegal.
It's legal.
It's all legal. What are some of the ones on the list?
Yeah. So yours is on there. Drink or snack at the store you open up before you buy it.
Yeah. I know people that be doing chips and stuff. They have a whole buffet.
Yeah. One is using the restroom at a gas station, and I threw in there fast food restaurant, but not buying anything. And I've totally done that. And I really felt illegal. I run in there. I go through the side door so no one can see me at the front and swoop into the back and to go to the bathroom and leave.
You treat it like an illegal transaction.
Yes. You're like, I shouldn't be doing this.
So dangerous. It's a very sexy thing to do stuff like that, isn't it? Doesn't it feel dangerous? Like that's the most dangerous most of us are going to be in our entire existence.
What about this one? Ripping one or two bananas off the bunch in the grocery store because you don't want to buy the whole bunch.
But you like the bunch, but that's too many bananas.
Yeah, or maybe there's a bruised-looking weirdo and you don't want that. So you leave him alone.
That feels...
wrong, because then someone else has to, you know, like, probably no one's ever going to buy that banana now.
That banana's out.
He's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if it's bruised, I think that feels illegal, but if it feels like... I only wanted four bananas. There's six bananas, but I really want this bushel of bananas. What do I do here? Really tough.
Yeah. Yep.
Snip, snip.
Bye,
bye. Snip, snip.
And then what about this? This is funny, and it's true. I've felt like this too. The moment you go through a metal detector and have an irrational fear that you have a gun on you.
Every time.
Every time, and I don't even own a gun.
Every time you go to the airport now, it feels that way. And granted, you can't get mad at the TSA people. I mean, in these uncertain times, we have to be very, very careful. But at the same time, every time you go through, it's like, I swear it's just a belt. I think it's just a belt. Oh my God, no. Is it a utility belt? What's going on with this thing? Yeah. You know, it's another one?
What?
I always feel like I'm doing something illegal when I'm driving and a cop is behind me.
Yeah.
You have that feeling?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you're
no.
You're on alert.
Oh no. What did I do? Is my tail light out? What did I just rob a bank? I don't know. All these irrational fears start to kick in.
Did I leave the dead body in the trunk? I can't remember.
Did I even kill that person? What happened here? Yeah. It's pretty wild what your mind does to you.
I like these.
Yeah, these are a lot of fun. We'll post a few of them up on Facebook. We also have the question up there right now as well. Things that you do that are actually legal but feel very, very illegal. It's Usher, Pitbull, 94.9 The Point. Good morning.
Usher. It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
And for Woo Woo, it is Chelsea with that news. Go ahead on, Chelsea.
Good morning. So last night's debate was interesting between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Chaotic, to say the least. Trump was constantly interrupting Biden. We have all of that.
Oh, yeah. Here's Trump interrupting and then Biden telling him to shut up.
Vote now.
You're going to pack the
Make
court?
Sure you, in fact, let people know
he doesn't want
you're
to
a senator.
Question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Justice,
the
radical
question
left.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
your,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen,
this is,
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
He's going to
pack the court.
We have
not going to give a list.
We have ended this segment.
Here's the analysis on CNN afterwards. Here you go.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Yes.
That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
Yeah, you've heard our commentary about it all morning long. Let's move on to the NFL.
Please.
Let's move on to the NFL where things are a little hairy right now.
Yep. So the NFL had its first team outbreak. It's the Tennessee Titans. Nine members have tested positive.
Wow. And that might interrupt some Sunday football for y'all. Here's a story.
The Tennessee Titans say three players and five staff members tested positive following Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams have now suspended workouts out of an abundance of caution. Since the start of the season, the NFL tests all players and coaches every day. The Titans are scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Nashville this weekend, but no decision has been made if that game will proceed as planned.
If you're a fan of either of those teams, we just freed up your Sunday for
you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Congratulations. Your Sunday is clear. And today, what is our national day, Chelsea?
It's National Love People Day.
I know after last night, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
And I know people, today it's going to be very polarizing. But Chelsea and I were so nice to each other all day. And we had an excuse to be. This kind of prompts us to be nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her a compliment earlier about her hair.
Yeah.
And she was so excited about that because you just changed products.
Yeah.
And your hair is looking very full.
Yes, my hair
I must
is
tell
happy.
You. Yeah. You have happy hair.
Happy hair.
See, look at that. Look how smiley she is. Look how happy.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And it's so easy to do. So y'all can do it today, too, regardless of all the polarization in the world.
Yeah.
So again, today is National
Love People Day.
Love People Day. Chelsea, I love you.
I love you.
All right.
Yay.
And I love all of you.
Your hair looks good too today.
Well, it's in a hat, but thank you.
I can see it poke out.
I did something yesterday that I do not give enough love to, enough credit to, something that feels so amazing, so good. I haven't done this in about a year, okay? I want to tell you what brought me such joy yesterday, and I want to know if it brings you joy when you get to do it. It's coming up next in The Point.
Loving you.
94.9 The Point. We had a lot of fun today. A lot of stuff for you to play with on Instagram and on Facebook at 949 The Point, facebook.com/pointradio. This morning we talked about things that are actually legal, but they feel illegal when you're doing them. And you came up with one a little bit late. Like I was mentioning the ice cream samples, something you used to do that is legal, but feels illegal because you're pushing the boundaries a little bit. Samples at the mall.
Yeah, remember Lynn Haven Mall where it had that big upstairs? I used to round that twice. I would mm-hmm. get double, and then yeah. And one time a lady recognized me from the first time. She was like, no. I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
Isn't it something where you could just go, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You got me.
You want to slap my hand, please?
Yeah, you got me, lady.
I was broken young.
Yeah, a lot of fun. You could participate in that topic again on Facebook. We'll talk to you guys mañana. Peace and love.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.